Steve Cruz and Salifu Monsere first met more than 40 years ago, when Cruz was a Peace Corps volunteer and Monsere was a boy who'd just stolen bread from a bakery.
I learned that he wasn't in school, so I put him in school, and he came after school to do some work, to help around the house. One thing led to another. He ended up moving in with me. His mother had passed away.
I was also sick. I had a wound on my stomach. And all this accomplished Steve to love me. I have no one to, take care of me. My families were very poor.
The men lost contact when Cruz returned to the United States. He worried about his friend during Sierra Leone's long civil war.
I would try and watch the news, and the only news out of Sierra Leone then was bad news. I was worried. We heard about all the amputations and all the killing, that I wasn't sure that he was able to survive that or avoid that.
After the war, Cruz found an email address for the legislator who represents this district near the border with Guinea and wrote to him asking about Monsere, who'd become a police sergeant in the capital, Freetown.
Imagine when you lose contact with someone for 30 years and you get it again, it's an universal happiness. I had to regain. I had to think that I'm back with Steve, even though I couldn't see him, but I was very, very happy.
50 years after the start of Peace Corps and 50 years since Sierra Leone's independence, Cruz returned to Bofodia, where on evening walks down the same dirt streets, Sergeant Monsere is still called Salifu Peace Corps.
And that's the West African.
The men visited former student Koto Decker, who started school late because his father kept him home to work the family farm.
When I went to school, my father drove me out of the house by saying that I would not go to school because I'm the only his son to work for him on his farm.
By the time Decker got to Cruz's grammar school class, he was only 3 years younger than his young American teacher.
A lot of people don't have the opportunity to go to school. They may have to work in the fields and in the farms or whatever. So a number of the students may go to school for 1 year, be out 1 year. So they attend school when they can or when they can afford it.
Remembering how hard it was to keep kids in school, Cruz and Monsere came back to Bofodia not only to renew old friendships, but to help their former school.
We brought supplies for the school kids, Salifu and I, and I'd like to see that, anybody that wants to school would have a chance to go to school. So the plan is to try and offer some scholarships for children to start school.
We have come back to help the people of Bofodia by providing the school with books, and Steve is also determined to have few scholarships for some of the pupils, and in fact, we are thinking about more assistance into this township.
It's a small-scale, entirely personal contribution by Cruz, his friends, and his family, inspired by a life-changing Peace Corps experience.
I guess it gave me an opportunity to think of places other than just what your familiar your surroundings are. I grew up in Kansas, live in Tennessee, and all of a sudden you have an exposure to, there's a whole world out there, a huge world, and places like this become like your second home.
Cruz wondered how he'd feel coming back after so many years, but little's changed. There's still no electricity in Bofodia. People still get their water from a forest spring. With Peace Corps volunteers now back in Sierra Leone, 15 years after pulling out during the Civil War, Cruz and Monsere hope another young American will be sent to this village, where their friendship is helping keep children in school. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Bofodia, Sierra Leone.